Isn't that nice?
This is the continuation of the further hearing, January 24, 2011, in Public Service Commission case number PU-08-797. Commissioners, we have two people, at least at this point, who have requested to testify or comment. The first, Ms. Invick, please. Ms. Invick, would you state your name for the record, please?
Gladys Invick.
Ms. Invick, as you know, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I'm required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact, which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years, or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Ms. Invick, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Ms. Invig, will you state your residence and post office addresses, please?
I'm a resident of St. John, North Dakota. My mailing address is Box 341, St. John, North Dakota, 58369.
Ms. Invig, do you appear on behalf of any business or other organization?
No.
You may proceed.
Thank you. I've attended the various meetings that have been going on regarding the turbines coming to the area where I live. Particularly in that area, I'm concerned about it so close to town. The last meeting I went to, I believe they said it was going to be like the first turbine was going to be what we call the T. And that is after you go through St. John, you get to the highway heading east and west. And I was told that this was only going to be between 1,400 and 1,600 feet from the highway. Now, this is a scenic byway from what we call Four Corners. It's about 4 miles out of Rolla here to St. John. And I'm concerned with the environment, how this is going to make the place look, what's going to be restored. We have all kinds of animals up there. What's going to happen with our wildlife? And now I'm wondering again, since they said something about this new plant, how close is the turbine going to be to our little city? And I've also looked in the notice in the paper, and it does state that they were going to have these turbines in Rolette and Downer counties. Now I see this map. It is all Rolette County. And I'm concerned about this. When I look at the map over, the furthest map over yonder, I see that it is mainly B that I'm referring to out in the country, and C is the locations that I'm primarily concerned with over there on that map. Also, I am aware, and this was in the Grand Forks Herald on January 13th, that a power plant there has laid off 150 workers in its Grand Forks manufacturing facility. And the reason is, according to news release, the company is responding to the dramatic reduction in wind turbine installations in the U.S. in 2010 and prolonged uncertainty around government support for the renewable energy sector. So if this is something that doesn't go, and what's going to happen with these turbines? Would they be taken down? Would the land be restored? What would happen? That's primarily my concerns with all of this. Um Yeah, it's mainly the environmental preservation. We, like I mentioned before, we are a rural, very rural community, and we're more laid-back people than a lot of people. We allow things to go on until everybody gets upset. But no one speaks up ahead of time, and then we're all in a stew. So this is a concern I have, because I'm a lifetime citizen there, and I know how things go. And I also know, from a social standpoint, and many people disagree with me on this, but take a ride around the countryside, you will see the signs, all the signs shot up in Rowland County. You go to Botno County, we ask, what's wrong with those people over there? They're not all shot up. They're signs. And if it's too close, these turbines are too close, you can bet they're going to be a target. Good target practice. Not from me, but I know society. And you can ride around the county all over and see it. So they're all peppered. We have a stop sign that's just on the outside of St. John, and it's got a hold that it was shot. The shot went right across the highway where somebody decided to take a shot at. And so this is a realistic thing going on here, and I guess I don't have anything else to say.
Ms. Invick, I'm going to show you what has been received as Exhibit 16. Can you identify the two turbine locations that you were concerned about?
They were right here.
That's marked C1. Right. And did you also refer to a turbine B?
Yes.
Is that B1?
B1, yes.
Those are the two turbines that you were specifically concerned about.
Right.
Questions, Mr. Morrison?
Just one, ma'am. Do you live in the town of St. John?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me about where you live in the town of St. John? On the south end or the north end? Or
I'm one block heading north into St. John.
Heading north on,
Into St. John.
Coming from the north, going into town?
Coming from the south, going into St. John.
Okay, all right. Thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Grumman? Mr. Lehan?
Just trying to get your address again in town. You live like on the south side of town, on one block in. How far is your house from the turbine?
I would be approximately three city blocks.
From where the turbine's going in?
Mm-hmm. We're a very small town.
Mm-hmm. Questions from the commission. Commissioner Kramer.
I just want to get my bearings, Ms. Invig. The scenic byway you're talking about, mm-hmm. that's what we, I think it's referred to as the Turtle Mountain Scenic Byway. Is that
right.
Correct? Okay. Yeah. I always think of it as running from St. John to Dunseith to make things really simple in my pea brain, but to get more specific as it is with regard to its proximity to these turbine locations you've identified, Where is the east end of that scenic byway?
East end. That would be at Highway 30.
Yes.
And you know where Highway 30 meets and you turn and go west to St. John.
Okay, so right where you go west to St. John, on the north edge of St. John.
Right.
Okay, and Highway 5. Okay, so really, I'm C1 is probably the closest location to that scenic byway.
Right.
B1, why was B1 such a concern to you, or am I just off?
Well, we have at B1 up in that territory, we have a dam up there.
Okay.
That's up that way, and it's agricultural land, and we got a lot of I realize the farmer has probably signed papers, wants to have this done.
Sure.
But we do have a dam there. That connect goes right up into Canada, I do believe. I'm not really positive on that. But it's a wooded area, too.
And so there are recreational issues, are you thinking? Or?
I think it's more like the grazing and the environment.
The natural, okay. I have to be honest, I wondered if anybody would raise the issue of the proximity of turbines to the scenic byway. I mean, viewshed is kind of the main thing with wind turbines, so I appreciate you having the courage to raise the concern.
Thank you.
Further questions from the commission? Commissioner Cook.
Thank you for your testimony. Like Kevin was saying, it takes a lot of courage to get out and say what's on your mind. I don't really have any questions. Just wanted to share with you. You raised a comment about what happens to the wind turbines when they're done. Mm-hmm. The commission does have rules in place that basically say that 1 year after the turbines are done producing power, the companies have to take them down. So right now, all the turbines that have been built in North Dakota are all producing power, so that's not an issue. But there are rules in play that once it comes out where the turbine is no longer used, the companies have a year after they're done producing power, they have to take them back down, put the land back to the way it's supposed to be. So there are rules in place for that. But thank you for your testimony.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions from the commission?
No,
I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I am going to check with Commissioner Calk. I've never been deer hunting with him, but I've heard rumors that people in Bottineau County don't shoot very well. So
the guys there don't shoot at stuff.
Or else they have a lot of game over there.
Follow up, Mr. Morrison.
No further questions.
Mr. Grumman. Mr. Lean. Thank you very much, Ms. Invig.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Next, please, Mr. Rutledge. Mr. Rutledge, please state your name for the record.
Tom Rutledge.
Mr. Rutledge, as you know, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I am required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Rutledge, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Please state your residence and post office address for the record.
My residence is approximately 2.5 miles north of St. John, located approximately 1.5 miles south of the Canadian border, adjacent to the North Flowing Coulee that Ms. Invick also mentioned, P.O. Box 164, St. John, 58369.
Mr. Rutledge, do you represent any business or other organization for your testimony and comments?
No, sir.
You may proceed.
First, I'd like to have you present me with Exhibit 16, please. Thank you. I have multiple concerns in regards to the entire project. Firstly, I have one question. I'm just going to bring up questions, and we'll address them one at a time and get an answer. Is the wind tower...
I'm sorry, Mr. Rutledge. It's my fault.
Okay.
I should have mentioned to you that you're not able to question the commissioners or the company.
Okay.
You're only... Now...
Can I make a statement?
Saying that,
not a
you
question.
You can ask rhetorical questions. You can say, I would like to know, this or that been done? I would like to know, has this or that been considered? But okay. if anyone answers you, that's
their
up
problem.
To them.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Then we'll readdress this. My concerns are with Alt 3, Alt 4, B1, B2, B3, B4, all the way up to Alt B6. And as Ms. Invick indicated, all the tower systems located from Highway 30, running from Four Corners area north of the Canadian border. The scenic byway, as was mentioned. All the towers that are located within the proximity of that area. Now, I did hear the concern addressed about the Coghlan Castle in regards to historic site. And as it was presented, the fact the location of that particular tower in adjacent to the Coghlan Castle was shielded by trees and other building site areas that would not affect the view of that particular historic site. I can completely understand that, but any of the towers that are within that parameter that I just described, 30, Scenic Byway, St. John, personal opinion, affect not only the Scenic Byway visual, but anybody coming in and out of Canada using Highway 30 looking to the west and north are also, I mean, these towers are right out in the middle of this quadrant area that are going to directly affect the view not only of the Turtle Mountains, the Scenic Byway, and any other adjacent areas within. I'm not worried about anything east and south. That's not what I'm stating. What I am questioning are the towers that are located within that view visual area. I know nobody's going to have an answer as to say, okay, we can move them to clarify the area of any visual impairment, but it is something of major concern that I have. My next major concern is, and I've lived in that area for 24 years, adjacent to the Cooley, which is a North Fulling Cooley, and it's there's a there's two different dam areas involved on that Cooley. And over my 24 years of living in that area, I've experienced, as a wildlife enthusiast, hunter, educated in wildlife management with college certificate, I have witnessed migrations that are totally relevant to the landmark area of that coulee. And the in primary, it's the waterfowl. Secondary are all the songbirds and other migratory birds that use these landmark areas for migration points. What brought it greatly to mind was in the last 2 years, from the start of the construction of the wind tower field north of Rugby, especially in the spring migration, of which I participate in the waterfowl harvest, we have noticed a major, let's just call it a splitting of the migrational flocks that used to inhabit that area, and once the tower system started, they started transitioning. But when the tower systems were actually brought into use, and it became very prominent last spring, and a lot of people were commenting about the issue, and especially around this area, that people were saying, my gosh, I've never seen the numbers of geese come into the, through the Rolet County area, and especially into the eastern edge of Rolla. And other friends that are located in the Botno area also said the same thing. And I witnessed it personally, not only from hunting south in the areas which we have hunted for years since the inception of the spring migration hunt, that the geese were coming north and they would not proceed into the tower area. They were splitting. Well, where were they going? They were going east of Rolla, and they were going through the Lord's Lake as a typical migrational stopover area, but great numbers of them, but they would not go through those tower areas. And that's not to say that they don't fly or utilize still some of that area, but I never, I guess, witnessed the times we were down there that, to cut it short, the tower systems did create possibly a hazard in their way of thinking. So full well knowing the migrational route of the Cooley in proximity to my home, which I see as a major movement area, I've got grave concerns for not only the waterfowl, but the songbirds and all the other wildlife within the area. As it's been addressed, and there were notes that were brought in at late adjustment for the Wildlife and Fish and Wildlife Commission. I don't know if they've particularly addressed that issue. Maybe it's been a question, but I'm not going to say I'm an authority on it or have their notes. But I am very concerned. And furthermore, that the concerns about not only this migrational route being altered or causing mortality among not only migrational flocks, well, let's label them all as migrational flocks, whether they be waterfowl or songbird, coming through this area. Anything that's adjacent to the coulee, as I mentioned earlier, Alt-3, Alt-4, and B1 through Alt-B6, and C series all the way from C1 to, let's say, C7, which would be to the west side of Highway 30, and D1, I'm assuming, is the tower system that was mentioned earlier in regards to the Coghlan Castle. It's not only a concern for wildlife, it's a concern for aesthetic beauty. I don't know if I have anybody else that has that feeling in the community, but I, as a landowner in proximity to these tower systems, that's where my concerns are.
Anything further, Mr. Rutledge?
No, sir.
Questions, Mr. Morrison?
Sir, can you give us a legal description of where you reside?
I do not have my abstract at hand. If you look on the exhibit 16, coming north out of St. John, it actually is a county road, but in reality, it is listed as the historic trail, one of the many historic trails that were brought about from the Red River cart trade coming out of Brandon, Winnipeg, and surrounding north area. And it still is an historic trail area. Let's say it's my driveway, part of my driveway. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm 2.5 miles north of St. John, located along this coulee and along this historic trail.
Which tower on Exhibit 16 is closest to your residence?
Alt-A3.
Okay, so where are you in relation to Alt-A3?
I would be south. Approximately 1 mile.
And this is in a rural area, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And how much surface do you own there?
6 acres.
And so you're in section 34?
Yes, sir. The next towers of concern would be B1, B2, B3, B4. B4 actually would be fall into the same category as what the Coghlan Castle concern was. That is behind possibly a tree-shielded area, so it's not within my visual perspective, but B1, 2, 3, and let's just say B1, 2, and 3, and Alt-3 and A4. Alt-3 and 4, in my personal opinion, are a major problem insofar as wildlife migration, along with B1, 2, 3. 4, yes, the birds do migrate, song and waterfowl and such like, through that area. But B1, 2, and 3, literally, put it speaking, they're right out my front door. I mean, here I've got a red flashing light. My house has a lot of glass area in it, and right out my bedroom door, you know, I've got a walkout patio door, you know, and here I'm going to have 3 towers, boom, 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 plus the shadow effect of the blades, as you mentioned before. On a cloudy day, maybe not so poignant. Sunny days, yes, but at the nighttime, I mean, in driving to the hunting areas, you can write from 3 miles south of town here. When they acted or brought the energy field online north of Rugby, I mean, that thing looks like a major landing strip. Now, granted, it's located on the High Hill area, and it's going to be a prominent visual. But after seeing that for the first time, I thought, it never became apparent to me until I was going hunting one morning, and I'm going, what are we dealing with here? Well, then it became not only apparent of the visual, nighttime visual, but then I'm thinking, wait a second, I've got these right out my front door. If in the event that I'm not indicating that I'm going to be selling my property in any time near future, but if that daytime does come, the aesthetics of my location, I feel, are truly compromised in a prospective buyer. So will I be able to obtain the highest dollar amount for my location? I don't think so. I think it's compromised to that point simply for the fact that any prospective buyer is going to say, wait a second, what's this about? And so I'm concerned for my land value, for the wildlife migration route, and the historic visual effect that it's going to cause by all these towers located in that, let's just call it a quadrant of Highway 30 and State 43, which is the scenic byway.
Further questions, Mr. Morrison?
Sir, I'm still trying to get a feel for where your house is. On Exhibit 16, there are blue circles around existing residences.
Yes.
And there is one residence in 34 with a blue circle around it right off that, just to the west of the road. Is that your house?
Yes, sir.
Is that where you reside?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Grubin.
No questions, Your Honor.
Mr. Lean. Questions from the commission. Commissioner Clark.
So I think I've got it identified. Yours would be the closest to Canada, basically, on that road. Okay. And the looks like Alt A3 might be the closest to your residence. I mean, it's sort of close between that and B1, I would guess. B1.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe just under a mile, something like that, either
way.
Yes,
sir.
Okay. Thanks. That's all I've got.
Commissioner Koch.
Thank you for your testimony, Tom. The when was the first, or let me rephrase that, did you ever express any concern with the company prior to today about this?
No, sir. Primarily for the fact that when it was first addressed that the wind tower field was going to be brought in, yes, I had concerns, but I wanted to see or wait till the point when everybody had a chance to get their notes compiled. And as I've heard today, all entities have been addressed, such as Fish and Wildlife, environmental. So that's the reason why I'm bringing this forth now, not to be the bystander just waiting for an accident to happen, but I wanted at least to give everybody a chance to get their information compiled. And I see that's probably taking place.
In another lifetime, I used to work at North Dakota State, and we used to do a lot of research with waterfowl and all this. So you would disagree with what the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says when there's
Not read the report. I would love to see a copy of the report.
Because basically the report says that there's no impacts. It's about what it comes down to, long and short of it. So that, I guess that's something we'll have to look back when we get through it. You know, maybe just talk a little, just general discussion here, but, you know, it came out before. I'm from, you know, west here, Botno, Highway 43, the scenic byway there as well, and they had just had quite a discussion over there about a power line that ran from Highway 43, and the need was there for the power line, so they put the power line back, you know, a quarter mile, half mile back, so that they worked out some solution. So, you know, if your place is a mile away from the tower, that still wouldn't be enough to how far away would these turbines have to be from your property to where you'd think that would be okay?
Well, if, as it was pointed out again, the fact of the shielding effect from the trees in regards to the Coghlan Castle, provide me with that.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you for your questions.
Commissioner Clark.
At the map I'm looking at, and I don't know which, or on the map I'm looking at, and I don't know which exhibit it is, exactly that number, but it looks like it's the, well, it's a topo map. There's some sort of symbol that's just south and east, like maybe a mining pick or something like that. Is that an old gravel pit, or are you familiar with what
yes, sir.
Feature that is?
Okay, yes,
that's what it is. All right. Mm-hmm. That's all I've got. Thanks.
Further questions from the commission?
I have nothing to say. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Follow up, Mr. Morrison?
No follow up.
Mr. Grumman?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Lean? Thank you very much, Mr. Rutledge. Is there anyone else? Please come forward. Have a seat. Please state your name for the record.
Dan Peterson.
Mr. Peterson, I'll ask you to spell your last name for me. Is that an O-N or E-N?
O-N. P-E-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Mr. Peterson, as you heard me advise previous witnesses, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I'm required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Peterson, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Peterson, please state your residence and post office address.
Rolla, North Dakota, Box 1109.
Do you appear here today on behalf of any business or other organization?
No.
You may proceed.
I am a landowner with my brother, my late dad. We signed this wind farm plan. We looked into it. The wind lines from Towers B all over through the northern part up here. I can see their concerns for the scenic byway. But when you leave Rolla, once this is built, it's going to be seen. From Rolla to St. John, we as a landowner questioned doing it, and we thought, you know, you can't stop progress. So we're one of the biggest landowners in this project, and we're well want it to be built for the economy. That's all I have to say.
Questions, Mr. Morrison?
No questions.
Mr. Grumman?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Lean?
No questions.
Questions from the commission. Commissioner Cock.
Just thank you for your testimony, Dan. Is there any concerns that you had that the company hasn't met? Is everything going the way that it was promised to you in the beginning and you're happy so far? Or is there anything like that?
It has. We had some questions to start with, and they've addressed them and straightened it out with us.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Clark.
You'd mentioned your mailing address is Rolla. Do you live in Rolla?
Yes, and then, I do.
Okay, got it. Are the residences that are near those sort of B1 through B4 in that area, are they on your land and renting out, or are they totally separate from that? Or?
All of B towers are in our land.
Okay.
All the way through.
Okay.
We have a majority of them.
Okay. But there are a number of residences in that area. Are those also on your land, or are those?
No.
Okay. Is there other landowners?
Other landowners.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions from the commission?
Thank you.
Mr. Morrison, follow-up?
No follow-up.
Mr. Grumman?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Lean? Thank you very much, Mr. Peterson. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify or comment to the commission? Anyone else? If not, Mr. Morrison, anything further?
We have nothing further. We could make a short closing statement, but I don't know if the commission's interested. It's getting late in the day, and I think the record is pretty good at speaking for itself, and we'd be satisfied with submitting proposed findings of fact and order at an early date.
That would certainly be in order, Mr. Morrison. Mr. Grumman, anything further for anything further, period?
No, Your Honor.
If not, subject to the late filed exhibit, I think, the single late filed exhibit, the hearing for North Dakota Public Service Commission case number PU-08-797, Sequoia Energy U.S. Inc. is closed. Thank you.
Thank you.